Your kiss, Medusa's touch, turn to a pillar of salt. To die now would be perfection. Then my loneliness closes in, so I drink a German wine and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. And drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. Wrap my mind in drunken thoughts of wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of loneliness, this cry for you and a dagger's thrust?
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, August 14th, 2023, and I'll be your host again today, filling in the slot, Richard Carey, a special edition of my broadcast, Beyond the Official Narrative. And so I had a little different intro bumper I've been using for these shows, since it's, you know, it's not exactly my my slot, you know, that I do normally. And just a different broadcast, and I want to give a shout-out to James Fetzer for his excellent show this past Thursday. And I understand he'll be here again, of course, as I mentioned, this coming Thursday, and it's really great to have him contributing like this and interacting with our RBN community. Certainly look forward to that, look forward to Steve Elkins again this Wednesday and Roger Landry this Friday. Again, filling in the ranks until we have everything sorted. And, well, I'll have a special guest joining me for hour two here. And we will be probably taking some calls at the end of that hour for my guest. But, you know, just to jump right in with the news here, as there is a lot out there, as a usual Monday, a busy news roundup to choose from in domestic politics and relating to the Trump lawfare. A judge in Trump January 6th trial, we're finding, worked at a law firm that has the reputation of this Russia hoax fusion GPS ties and tied to Hillary's emails. This was from Headline USA. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, overseeing the Trump J6 trial being prosecuted by the Biden Justice Department, previously worked at a law firm that represented Fusion GPS, the company that helped orchestrate the Russian collusion hoax targeting the former President Donald Trump. So during Chakutin's stint with Boyce Schiller Flexner, the Democrat-friendly law firm, also reportedly representing the Clinton cabal foot soldier Huma Abedin, a former wife of disgraced Democrat Anthony Weiner. And so the stunning revelation came in the wake of reports that the Obama-appointed judge worked at the same time this law firm with President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, infamous son, the same law firm that employed Chutkan also reportedly represented Burisma. And so, yeah, so we had a post out there breaking: Trump judge Tanya Chutkan's past law firm, where she was a partner, represented Huma Abedin in the Hillary Clinton private email server case. Partner Karen Dunn said her client Huma Abedin is willing to work with intelligence agencies regarding the investigation. They have some Twitter links there. And Trump blasted the apparently gross conflicts of interest and bias saddling Chutkan, writing on Truth Social that from Trump, quote, the Obama appointed judge in the free speech indictment of me by my political opponent crooked Joe Biden's Department of Injustice shared professional ties at the law firm that worked for energy company Burisma, based in Ukraine, of which Hunter Biden and his associate were quote-unquote proud members of the board and were paid millions of dollars, even though Hunter knew almost nothing about energy. How much was the law firm paid? So horrible. This is a classic conflict of interest, unquote, from Trump. And he, on another post on Truth Social, there's no way I can get a fair trial with the judge assigned to the ridiculous freedom of speech. Fair. Mitch McConnell is out there with a reinvigorated attempt to thwart Trump, as many are calling it. There was a Politico piece suggesting that, well, there was a lot of speculation, but he was questioned directly and tried to, well, brush off some of the accusations. But they're trying to steer the party back to, you know, a Reaganite path. A little excerpt here. Why it is so striking last month, sitting in McConnell's Capitol office, to have him repeatedly steering the conversation toward Trump, as he had been avoiding talking about Trump for quite some time, folks. I was there to discuss his forceful and out of vogue campaign to keep Republicans defending Ukraine. More broadly, though, on the Reaganite path of projecting strength abroad. And at every turn, McConnell made plain he was battling. Well, this was his way of battling what Trump has done to the party. So they're asking him, did McConnell feel compelled to fill the national security vacuum left in the GOP by the death of former Senator John McCain? And he responded, I wasn't thinking of it in that way. I was thinking of it in terms of the reservations the previous president seemed to have and has expressed in his current campaign. But, you know, he certainly is out to tarnish the Trump brand of Republican as they would like to try to get hold again, you know, of the party, basically. Another one out there, this was from Zero Hedge. Trump RICO indictment briefly appears on Georgia court docket. At first, I didn't make much of this, but, I mean, you know, Trump's even reacting to it himself, for what that's worth. I figured it's worth reporting, at least. So former President Donald Trump is apparently going to be indicted under the RICO, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act statute, according to a document which was briefly posted on the Fulton County, Georgia court website. The document dated August 14, entitled Trump, cites the case as open. They have some screenshots of all that. As Bloomberg noted earlier, the Fulton County case will likely echo allegations in the indictment of Trump in Washington brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Trump is accused in that case of trying to overturn the 2020 election nationwide, and his actions in Georgia feature prominently in the alleged conspiracy. And again, it was posted online on the Fulton County, Georgia DA's office, then quickly taken down. But it was enough for Trump on his Truth Social to comment, would someone please tell the Fulton County grand jury that I did not tamper with the election? And he goes on with a good deal more detail. Another one over at Politico, Trump jabs at judge in election case, tests warning against inflammatory statements. He slammed the judge presiding over his newest criminal case early Monday, testing her three-day-old warning, Monday being today, that he refrained from inflammatory acts against those involved in his case. In a Truth Social post made just before 1 a.m., Trump assailed U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan, who we were just discussing, as highly partisan and very biased, and unfair, citing as evidence the statement she made during the sentencing of a woman who participated in the mob that breached the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Quote, she obviously wants me behind bars, unquote, Trump wrote. Trump was alluding to Chutkan's remark during the October 2022 sentencing of Christina Priola in Ohio. Chutkan admonished Priola before sentencing her to 15 months in jail about the January 6th mob's threat to the peaceful transfer of power. And it goes on with some of her quotes. Hunter Biden's attorney expects no new evidence to be found by special counsel. And, you know, I don't know. It's interesting because it seems like in some ways they're trying to prepare to no longer support Biden in Washington. But I think there's just some token gestures we're seeing in the courts regarding their handling of Hunter Biden thus far. Of course, it's enough by now for a lot of people to be criticizing. Mike Pence is hopeful that special counsel will investigate Hunter Biden without fear or favor. Is what he's out there stating currently. And then we have Representative Raskin. Jamie Raskin of Maryland, Democrat. And he's out there pointing out, in a response to Friday's announcement of special counsel, a special counsel now in the Hunter Biden investigation, a top House Democrat, as they're referring to him, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, conceded on Sunday that Hunter did, quote, a lot of really unlawful and wrong things, unquote. And David Weiss, the U.S. attorney for Delaware, who had been nominated by Trump, can make the decisions about what to charge, where to charge, and when to charge, Raskin told ABC's This Week. And there was another one out there. Well, that was from Zero Hedge, but over at Politico, they're talking about Raskin's comments too. Representative Raskin expresses faith in justice system to resolve Hunter Biden's case. Let the justice system run its course, he said Sunday, in support of the naming of a special counsel. But, you know, yeah, it's just theater for the masses. Comer says Jared Kushner's business dealings crossed the line in a recent interview he was doing. Ted Cruz is out there saying it's time for Biden impeachment inquiries. And this was authored by Steve Watson at Summit News. GOP Senator Ted Cruz called Sunday for impeachment inquiries against Joe Biden to begin, noting that the special counsel appointment of U.S. Attorney David Weiss is a cover-up. I think it's disgraceful, Cruz told Fox News, adding David Weiss was the U.S. attorney handpicked to lead the investigation who spent the last 5 years covering it up. So, yeah, you know, we do have a lot of people out there prepping for election season and posturing with their comments for the cameras. More talking about Trump's debate decision and the pros and cons and trying to get in his head. I say just wait and see what happens. You know, we'll just remind you that all candidates have until 48 hours before the debate to indicate if they'll participate. So it's just another thing for people to be able to shut all their comments on rather than, well, it's a wait and see sort of thing. A Newsom versus DeSantis debate is stalling over the Fox News audience. Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis have reached an impasse in their Fox News debate planned for November. A person with knowledge of the stalemate said Sunday, DeSantis is pushing for the face-off to occur in front of a live audience. And Democratic California governor prohibited in his proposal to Fox News' Sean Hannity. Newsom doesn't like that. And this is about having a debate, not a TV spectacle. The person familiar with the negotiations told Politico, narrowing the scope of the disagreement between the two camps. But, oh, yeah, it sounds like Gavin Newsom doesn't want it to be live, basically. Joe Rogan says Tucker Carlson could win 2028 presidential race a little early. Jumping the gun to be making such declarations, but for what it is. Now, Ramaswamy suddenly is more and more in the public eye. I don't know if he has enough public clout, you know, celebrity clout in D.C. At the moment. I'm sure in future they'd love to have a Far Eastern president. You know, I mean, Obama wasn't enough diversity. It's time for more. But, yeah, I don't know if the time is right. I don't know if they could put all of their efforts, the Democrats, behind him rather than behind Gavin Newsom, for example. But many are talking about Vivek Ramaswamy's rapid rise in the polls, nonetheless. And, well, he's been talking about U.S.-China tensions. He's at least saying some things that should be discussed, you know, whether it's completely accurate or leaving some things out. We're scared because we depend on them, he's saying, regarding U.S.-China tensions. And, of course, manufacturing, that's a big component. But, you know, some feel that there are a lot of other factors at play in, U.S.-China tensions in general, even a situation in Taiwan. James in Vancouver, I was speaking with on my show earlier about this. He's spent some years over there near China proper, suggesting that, well, Taiwan, they really don't want people talking about the whole perception that they have of the true communist nature of China. And, I mean, well, perhaps just the amount it's changed, but the amount it's stayed the same as well, it was alluding to. And, you know, there could be some truth to that as well, that control over, I mean, a lot of bases have been abandoned, and it's trying to be perceived as a weakness of the U.S., you know, these embassies. And, of course, having a strong presence somewhere like Taiwan can help control the narrative in that part of the world, basically, is what James was alluding. And so, again, though, I mean, you know, Ramaswamy is at least saying some things that are not necessarily a completely pro-U.S. anti-China stance. But, you know, it'll remain to be seen how much he would be relevant in future. I mean, if we're covering election news, maybe shifting and pivoting to geopolitics here, over in Europe, the EU right wing is expected to have big gains in 2024 for the EU election, according to what the polls are showing. Still, a grand coalition of center-right socialists and centrists would keep a majority, they're saying. This was at Politico out of Brussels. Right-wing and Eurosceptic parties are set to surge in the next European election at the expense of centrist parties. Exclusive polling analysis, this was from Politico themselves, evidently. If elections were held today, the right-wing European Conservatives and Reformists, ECR, would become third biggest group in the European Parliament, tied with the centrist Renew with 89 seats. They go on to say this would represent a massive 23-seat gain from the 2019 election. The sometime Eurosceptic ECR, home of Poland's ruling nationalist Law and Justice Party, with most of the surge coming from Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's far-right Brothers of Italy. Similarly, the far-right Identity and Democracy, ID, group would make sizable gains, winning 77 seats, a 15-seat rise driven by the Alternative for Germany's, you know, Alternative for Deutschland, AFD, recent surge in the polls. The anticipated rightward swing reflects a broader trend across national elections in Europe, where voters in countries such as Italy, Finland, and Greece have increasingly elevated more conservative and hard-right parties. So that said, Politico's analysis shows the center-right European People's Party, EPP, would retain its spot as the parliament's largest group, despite a predicted 12-seat loss taken in down to 165 seats. With that, I hear the break music. More news when we return, folks, and special guest in hour two. We'll be right back.
Shiver with a mouse to the ground, to the ground. Words as a shout, but their language are free. Dreams are a mission, they bow to liberate.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Beyond the official narrative special edition here in the drive time, 3 to 5 central RBN slot. And, well, back to geopolitical news, moving over to the war zones. France and Newland choose war to save the colony. ECOWAS order troops into Niger. Just as Victoria Nuland leaves the capital, ECOWAS declares war against the revolutionary government of Niger. And, of course, the uranium is being discussed as one concern. I'm hearing about oil there as well. Huge oil discoveries in Niger. This was just out of a Citizen Watch report. Let's see, from some video footage on a Sprinter. A Twitter user at Sprinter 99800. So, you know, you could check out their footage and whatever evidence they have there. But, yeah, no, we've been hearing about the uranium, France's investment in that. Otherwise, they'd have to buy it from Russia. Looks like a repeat, some are suggesting, of the Clinton and Newland war against Libya. France loses control of the oil, so the U.S. backs a war against them. And so this could be just part two, same kind of plan. And so there's a good mint press analysis. Africa's NATO, how ECOWAS became a tool for Western imperialism. And they're saying that this is surprisingly shaping up to be the new front line of a Cold War, a new Cold War. The 15-member Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, ordered the activation and deployment of standby military forces to the country, an action that threatens to spark a major international war that could make Syria look minor by comparison. In this venture, ECOWAS has been fully supported by the U.S. and Europe, and so this is being used as an imperial vehicle to stamp out anti-colonial projects in West Africa. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, many are suggesting that this is bigger than what's going on in Ukraine. On July 26th, a group of Nigerian officers overthrew the corrupt government of Mohamed Bazoum, as being reported here. The move, which the junta presents as a patriotic uprising against the Western puppet, is widely popular in the country. Many of Niger's neighbors have declared any attack on it will be considered an attack on all their sovereignty. The United States and France are also considering military action, while many in Niger are calling for Russian aid. And so, you know, yeah, they're talking about how this has been, they've been ready from day one, before the dust even settled, as far as the preparations in neighboring Nigerian national assets. And ECOWAS certainly is standing tough, and I mean it's certainly going to create a diaspora of Africans to Europe, adding to the clergy plan, in my opinion. And that could be what it's all about. You know, it's the final blow that destroys European culture and civilization. But if suddenly you're at war with all these African nations, hey, these refugees need somewhere to go. Obviously, Europe is the only choice. And so, you know, this seems like what's developing, folks. Another one out of antiwar.com about the same. Niger may be the next U.S. proxy war. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, United States has provided more than $500 million in security aid to Niger in recent years. So they've already had an investment they'd like to maintain. Another at antiwar.com. Niger junta refuses negotiations unless coup leader is recognized. ECOWAS postpones meetings on potential intervention. And so a delegation of Nigerian Islamic scholars traveled for these meetings in Niamey with the leaders of the military junta who took power last month. The leaders say the coup leaders expressed an openness to diplomacy, but it was contradicted where a media spokesman representing the junta claimed negotiations with regional countries are impossible unless Niger's new leadership is recognized. And I'm not sure, you know, that's going to be fully fulfilled. And, you know, I'm not the only one suggesting that this could be about just another refugee diaspora into Europe as one of the Hegelian engineered solutions or responses. Chris Black was making similar suggestions. And of course, we've had this article floating around a lot. John Reynolds, endless Ukraine funding is further proof that U.S. politicians don't care what voters think. I came across this one. U.S. arms package for Ukraine uses money made available by Pentagon accounting error. I thought it was just an old story going around because we heard about this, only a few months back, accounting error justifying some of the funding to Ukraine. But they're doing it again, folks. They think we have the memory of a goldfish, the average U.S. citizen. That's how much you're being insulted. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative special edition here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And please, folks, do help out the station. We could really use your help right now. It's been a pretty rough patch. And if you go to the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate page, and we have the address if you'd like to mail in your donation. But that would be if you have a pen, I can put it out there now. You could use PayPal on the donate page. You can call us as well if you want to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, once again, to donate by phone, 800-724-2719, extension 3. And that mailing address, you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And getting back to the war zone and Ukrainian news, again, another Pentagon accounting error. They're using the same trick within a six-month time span, I want to say. Someone could correct me on the exact of that, but yeah, it's like we are expected to have the memory of a goldfish. Russia says it thwarted a series of Ukrainian drone attacks on Crimea. I don't know how many of you caught that one. This is at antiwar.com. Wednesday and Thursday that they were reporting on this. Let's see, yesterday. So yeah, that would be 9th and 10th of this August month. We had, according to Russian sources, that it took down 15 Ukrainian drones targeting Moscow and Sevastopol, a city on the Crimean Peninsula. The Kremlin noted its multi-layered air defenses were able to take out the drones with a combination of electronic and traditional air defense systems. Ukraine targeted Moscow with drones for a third straight day on Friday. And, well, this was from Saturday over at Zero Hedge. NATO member Poland now says 10,000 more troops to bolster Belarus border. Initially, Poland said early in the week it would be deploying 2,000 additional troops to the border, but the Polish defense minister newly announced a much bigger increase, 10,000 troops to the Belarus border from Poland. This one was over at Politico. Ukraine declares war on Russia's Black Sea shipping. So this is being discussed more now and stressed out there as the as a Western talking point. Kiev warns it's completely unjustifiable for Western vessels to continue shipping Russian oil. Russian ports and ships on the Black Sea, including tankers carrying millions of barrels of oil to Europe, could justifiably be attacked by the Ukrainian military as part of efforts to weaken Moscow's war machine, a senior Kiev official warned Monday in the wake of two recent attacks on Russian vessels. Everything the Russians are moving back and forth on the Black Sea are valid military targets. An economic advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky, Oleg Ustenko, told Politico, saying the move was retaliation for Russia withdrawing from the UN-brokered Black Sea grain deal and unleashing a series of missile attacks on agricultural stores and ports. I might have added, allegedly, as far as those missiles and those incidents, can we be sure we've confirmed or denied? Negative optics for us to perceive from Russia as Russian aggression. Again, you know, how much can we verify of all this? This was out of Reuters. A Danish Air Force intercepts Russian bombers headed to NATO airspace. And Reuters were tweeting this out. Again, or is this an X? Are they Xing it out? I'm still saying tweet until I hear otherwise. The Danish Air Force has intercepted two Russian bombers identified over Denmark flying toward the area. Netherlands monitors for the NATO military alliance, Dutch Royal Air Force, said Monday. And they said the bombers were intercepted before they could have entered Dutch NATO airspace and have now turned back. So the headline sounds really aggressive. But then, they just went up near the border without crossing it. They could have crossed it, but, they didn't. So, I mean, they can't fly around in their airspace. But again, a lot of people aren't even going to read as far as I will into this article for you right now. And they won't even catch that part. Zelensky fires the heads of all local draft boards after corruption scandal. This was at antiwar.com. The headline says it all. As long as you know that Zelensky is firing people due to a corruption scandal, you know that the right people are going to clear up corruption because, come on, Zelensky, the guy, you know, a perfect record, that man's reputation. Who could question his integrity? Syria, topic from antiwar.com again. Iran's Kanani blames foreign intervention for Islamic State escalation. Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman Nasir Kanani told in a Friday condemning declaration, Islamic State attack on the Syrian military bus. Well, other sources claim the target consisted of two trucks, which resulted in the deaths of at least 20 government soldiers. He says this recent evacuation is violence, the result of a continuation of intelligence, security, and logistical support for the terrorists that are providing by some countries with the purpose of undermining stability, calm, and security in Syria. But they have a death toll at 33 from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, 40 killed and 10 wounded, according to the Islamic State count. But the Islamic State avowed caliphate. This caliphate has lost control of its formerly claimed territory to a U.S.-backed Kurdish offensive in 2019. They're saying, though, its sleeper cells continue to conduct attacks on both civilian and Syrian military targets. And I'm going too far into it. I want to try to get through all of this. Suspected Israel strikes hit pro-Iran missile stocks in Syria. That was out of, let's see, that was newarab.com. I don't go to that one too often, but I just at least wanted to read out the headline there. Former Israeli general compares treatment of Palestinians to Nazi Germany and apartheid. Well, they have to throw in the Nazi Germany thing. But, and so, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's apartheid. Situation that if they try to claim otherwise. And it's amazing, though, how worldwide Jewish organizations have this double standard regarding their homeland and how others are to be. I'll just leave it at that. Israel says no Jerusalem base for Saudi envoy to Palestinian Authority. Well, now that Jerusalem's been acknowledged by President Trump, right? And that was over at Al Jazeera. So it's emboldened their stance, I suppose, after his doing that back then. Argentina devalues peso, hikes rates after libertarian outsiders shock win in presidential primary. And I was talking about the U.S. embassies in these different countries. Fox News was covering this recently, and it's kind of like an optics, you know, a pro U.S. police force of the world kind of thing. I mean, justifying all these bases around the world and surrendering America is how we're to see it, evidently, if you don't have this. Fox News headline, Biden surrenders America for the sixth time. And so, you know, they're trying to put it in your head. We need all these U.S. embassies. Now we need this military presence in all these countries. Otherwise, we're surrendering America. And, you know, it goes on to, well, during his time here, I mean, we've had Afghanistan, Ukraine, Belarus, Sudan, Haiti, and now Niger. So we're supposed to be supportive of the international police force. Kind of mentality. And of course, that is riddled with corruption and hypocrisy, as we all know. Americans have been polled, and they don't want Congress to get paid if the government does shut down, in a new poll out there. But yeah, just let's wait and see if that ever actually happens. Americans tapping into 401ks amid the private debt crisis. We've been having a record amount going into those 401k plans. And of course, the media just keeps on lying about Bidenomics. You know, we don't seem to have, well, we had Karim Jean-Pierre out there just kind of making these vague assertions. Well, what? Just look at the economy. You know, prices are going down. You know, I mean, just totally trying to gaslight people. And I don't know. It's quite laughable, though, how you know many people don't really question enough. I mean, there are a lot of topics that are getting discussed less. as we're getting closer and closer to election time, I notice a lot of the racial tensions, you know, a lot of the anti-white incidents and grandstanding, over-the-top sort of approaches have kind of cooled down. You know, you're not hearing about as much of those incidents from academia, political figures, and over in Hollywood. The Democrats are concerned. I think they overplayed in a lot of ways with regard to that. So, you know, I'm just observing how, you know, they have to play with these cycles. New York Fed finds near-term inflation expectations tumble to lowest since April 2021. Well, yeah, after all that COVID money printing, well, it was a pretty bad time for inflation. Peter Schiff is saying, of course, the Fed will never hit its inflation target. He keeps reminding people. Not so fast with the CPI celebrations over at Zero Hedge. They're saying rents are surging again, back to record highs. The housing bubble they're having a big trouble with the commercial property market. I mean, because they are selling for low rates, but private housing, because that's the big agenda. You know, BlackRock and Vanguard that make everyone permanent renters as a goal. So, you know, they want to keep that private housing market bubble from popping as much as possible. It's very important. You have to understand. Bond market carnage sends mortgage rates soaring towards 23-year highs right now. All right. For most people, it's just not even something they can consider. 10-year Treasury yield rises due to stronger economic data, causing significant headwind for equities, de-risking signals across leading industries and sectors. Just to give you a little gauge, I know a lot of these are a little rough on the economic lingo. Lagging tech sector, a sign stock rally is running out of steam. Bill Gross believes that both stocks and bonds are overvalued at current levels. Well, yes, that's absolutely the case. The markets have been disconnected from reality significantly in this current economic phase. And we have a video out there from Gregory Monario saying things are about to go from bad to much worse. Here's the proof, according to him. Darth Powell is saying why the next 40 years in real estate might not look like the last. So you might want to hear what he has to say. Something's rotten in the American real estate market. Was a heading from over at Activist Post. Canadian housing and basic things like groceries are unaffordable. You know, we have a Canadian woman out there with a video on X for doing a tweet. And just talking about how half of her, what money she has left goes to pay for groceries. Cost of living in Canada is just getting insane. But, or she's saying half her paycheck. Yeah, half her paycheck goes to groceries alone. All right, not money she has, not half of money she has left after other bills, but half of her paycheck going to groceries alone. A British loss in confidence continues to soar. Bank confidence, economic confidence. Britain's four largest banks have reported clients have withdrawn 78 billion pounds, all right, the steepest bank run since 2018. So, yeah, the British are definitely losing confidence in the banks over there. NatWest, Barclays, Lloyds, and HSBC all reported significant withdrawals in the 12 months leading up to June 2023. And it goes on. China debt crisis bombshell. Secretive shadow banking giant. Okay, this one I'm a little skeptical of because, you know, there's so much of a focus on, you know, anything negative toward China, just like Russia right now. But, you know, it might, I've seen it on a few different pretty good websites covering from different angles. So I don't know. We'll maybe see if we can cover that more tomorrow. I'm just trying to see how much I can get through here. Over in, other related news. Biden says he has practically declared a climate emergency. Of course, he hasn't yet, but I know this is going to be a big way that they try to get away from COVID, helped kick the can down the line a little longer, gutting the economy. And at this point, climate, you know, is more powerful still, you know, their climate agenda. The Democrat climate law has set off a wave of energy projects in GOP districts, but we've had a big backlash following on that. I hear the break. Okay, stick around, folks, and we'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back, the final segment of the first hour here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Richard Carey with Beyond the Official Narrative, a special drive time edition. And we're hearing about how big business is using the popular vote to bypass California law. Basically, big oil is managing to persuade with bribery, I'm sure, as a component, a lot of people away from the green agenda when it doesn't suit their needs. And of course, this is from a green Kool-Aid drinking perspective. This is seen as a horrible thing. And California is planning a renewable energy project on a scale never before attempted in the world, they're trying to claim, over in the state of eternal Bolshevism. I don't know. Progression. Renewable or not. They're asking about the wind turbines in another article. These blades have to be buried. They're not recyclable. And, you know, it's just one more. A flaw in a lot of these so-called green solutions, things that aren't really problems when you look into the science. The European energy crisis may be back soon, we're hearing. A lot of people were talking about these firestorms in Hawaii, Maui. A historic church has survived, and many are citing it as some sort of spiritual significance that it survived what happened around it. Sources in Maui are saying the death toll is close to 1,000 from current reports. Hawaiian Electric Industries, Inc., their stock on the market dropped 40% as lawyers are now probing it as a possible cause in these deadly Maui wildfires. It's interesting. And some are suggesting this is just like Ukraine, perhaps a plan to repopulate in their own design, you know, to have a futurist technocratic control smart city like we have places like Dubai, that perhaps that is a plan for Maui. Robert Ravolt was covering this a lot on his broadcast last night. But yeah, it's very possible Hawaii being separate from the mainland, just like California here, Sweden over in Europe, a testing ground for a lot of these New World Order Agenda 21 plans. And the Biden administration is warning states as millions are losing Medicaid. Global elites have a secret plot against food. You might be forced to eat lab meat soon, they're saying, if things don't start changing in policy. COVID victim families sue EcoHealth Alliance for funding, releasing of the virus. Australia still has 3,000 nurses still unable to work because of these jab mandates. Nurses still being sacked. Even worse, over in New Zealand, after 3 years, New Zealand has finally lifted all COVID-19 restrictions. It's just ridiculous. But there has been a win for free speech, evidently, in the Supreme Court. Federal judges on Thursday in New Orleans seems to maybe have set a new precedent at a keep the First Amendment grabbers at bay a little longer, folks. We'll be back for the second hour with my special guest. Stick around.
White sheets wrap my mind, drunken thoughts, old wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of loneliness, this cry?
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.